joining our devotion today. I'm going to be continuing talking about honor as one of our values as a church. And we have the most beautiful picture that Jesus uses, not only in his word, but to describe the church, and that is the body of Christ. And I love how it says it in the message. We find it in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 14, where it says, I want you to think about how all of this makes you more significant, not less. A body isn't just a single part blown up into something huge. It's all the different but similar parts arranged and functioning together. If foot said, I'm not elegant like hand, embellished with rings, I guess I don't belong to this body. Would that make it so? If the ear said, I'm not beautiful like eye, limpid and expressive, I don't deserve a place on the head, would you want to remove it from the body? If the body was all eye, how could it hear? If all ear, how could it smell? As it is, we see that God has carefully placed each part of the body right where he wanted it. Isn't that just an amazing image? And that's how we need to honor one another in the body of Christ. God wants us to see each other with significance. He wants us to see our differences, our values, our giftings, our ability to have talents as being uniquely special. But all of us have this important part to play, and that's called the body of Christ. Today, I want you to remind you that we can honor one another. We can honor our strengths and our weaknesses by seeing how significant we all are, and that we all get to play in the kingdom of God and make an impact with how God has made us, that we are his workmanship that has been created for such a time as this, with our giftings, our personality, and everything that is within us that Jesus wants to use to love those around us on purpose. Won't you go and make a difference as you become secure in yourself and honor those around you? Remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.